To a lesser extent than Bognor or Brighton, Bournemouth is still one of those South Coast seaside resorts full of saucy postcards and guest houses with matronly landladies and bawling sprogs with a stick of rock up their nose.
Bournemouth is the largest of three towns rolled into one, with Poole to the west and Christchurch to the east, and a collective population of more than a third of a million.
The university campus is wedged between Poole and Bournemouth town centre, 2.5 miles away, and surrounded by modern housing estates and roundabouts with a bit of wooded interference.
Among the campus's main buildings are New Weymouth House, a kennel from the 60s, and a more futuristic beehive.
Among the various little sites around town, there's the business school in the centre, which is flash and swish, but not the place to find any real students.
In fact, most of the university's courses have a business element, and if you want to know what universities of the future will be like, go look at Bournemouth.
It's a high-tech, high-spec world, teeth gritted for the free market, a more economic plastic substitute for the original ivory tower.
The fast-expanding student population is white and middle class and owns more cars per head than any other.
Often students, many from Surrey and London, show more interest in their looks and clothes than the media, PR and communications around which so many of their courses revolve.
There's a distinct hint of affluent conservatism, and the most radical thing most students would be likely to do is buy lead-free petrol.
The Students' Union has just three active roles: to run a few clubs and sports, to arrange entertainments, and to agree with whatever plans the university puts forward.
The SU building provides the herb garden for grabbing grub and Dylan's joint for downing drink.
There's also weekly bops in the Sugar Mine and occasional bands.
Local entertainments are geared more for the tourists than the students, although the clubs and expensive pubs suit all sorts.
The tourists do have their advantages. In summer, Bournemouth becomes a bristling, bustling town with sandy beaches, sea and ice cream melting down your wrist.
But in winter, it's a colder place in every respect.
The urban village of Winton, 2/3 of a mile from the campus, has all the shops necessary for daily desires.
Only about 10% of first years can be housed in the university's only accommodation, the student village on campus.
What's more, the shared houses in the no-smoking village aren't cheap, and a bit far from shops. For that matter, a bit far from anything except the campus.
Unfortunately, living in town isn't cheap either, although the university does help first years find their feet and their homes.
Many end up in local guest houses, hotels and B&Bs in Boscombe and Bournemouth, which are more faulty towers than Ritz.
But by the time the holiday season's over, there is so much housing around that landlords sometimes have to advertise for student tenants.